The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields has been so closely associated with Neville Mariner since he founded it, and it's been about a year now since you took over. What's your vision for the future of the organization?
It is an amazing orchestra. It's an orchestra that I've known myself. I've played with them for so many years. In fact, my first concert, first recording ever when I was 18 years old, that recording was made with the Academy, with Sir Neville Mariner. So my own experience goes way back, and they have this amazing reputation around the world of being a classy orchestra and amazing orchestra. But I think as we go forward, you know, my relationship with them is sort of taking it in a different way, where I'm leading from the violin. I'd like everyone to see this orchestra not just as a wonderful, classy orchestra, but as an incredibly exciting group that's full of this amazing energy, and which they really do have. And when we play the way we do, without a conductor and with a baton, but me leading from the violin, there's something really visceral and special that I think happens. And I want people to see this orchestra sort of as a new, young burst of energy, which they are. And I think that hopefully this new recording, which is coming out with the 4th and 7th symphonies, will show that.
Why did you choose to record the Beethoven 4th and the 7th?
The reason I chose the 4th and 7th is really mostly because these are the pieces that I've finally felt comfortable to do, because I'd done them so much with this orchestra. We really developed our own way of doing it that I thought was special enough to put on disc, even though there are probably hundreds of recordings out there of different interpretations. But the amazing thing about these pieces is that they can be so personal. You can go on YouTube and listen to different versions of the 7th Symphony or the 4th or the 5th or any of them and just see incredible contrasts. And I have sort of my own way and own vision that I've been realizing with this orchestra, and I finally felt ready to put these two pieces down.
All right, Joshua, among the awards you've been given, you have the Avery Fisher Prize, the Grammy Award for Best Classical Crossover Album, Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Soloist Performance. Now you're up for an Academy Award for the song Before My Time with Scarlett Johansson from Chasing Ice. How did you get involved with that project?
First of all, let me make this clear. I am not up for the Oscar. A piece that I played on is up for the Oscar. The composer, Josh Ralph, it's his first time nominated for Best Song. I was so pleased when I saw it, because he had asked me to play on this duet with Scarlett Johansson, and I only knew her as a wonderful actress. I'd seen her on stage and, of course, in movies. But I heard the song. She had her the song without the violin part, and thought she had a really actually beautiful voice, very distinctive and atmospheric sort of sound. I was very impressed, and I said, "Sure, I'll play along with it." So I participated, and now it's up for the Oscars. So that will be exciting to watch watch the Oscars. Hopefully his song will win. In the song category, it's probably up against all these great, you know, major motion pictures like Skyfall and things, which is actually a great song. So I don't know how it will fare, but I hope it will do well. It's not the first time I've been connected with the Oscars. I have such great memories of 2000, the Oscars, when John Corleone was nominated for the Red Violin, and I was there in the audience. And no, we thought there was no way it was going to win against some of the big studio pictures that were out at the time, and it was like shock when they called his name. We were all so excited. So,
did you wear when you were there in the audience? Did you wear those lamb chop sideburns that you'd worn in the cameo in the movie?
I did not.
That's too bad.
That's funny. You're one of the few people that knows about that. My little cameo appearance on the Red Violin.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Joshua Bell. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Nice to talk with you.
My pleasure.